looks like Latasha, honey, is escaping from our group. Literally.
And Kelly Rowland says she is the one, not the two. We'll explain.
Also, Judge Judy has her eyes on Reese Witherspoon. Uh-oh.
Welcome to Dish Nation! And back with us is CNN headline news entertainment journalist Melissa Knowles.
Ah, it's so good to be back in the building. All right, let's get to Tanner. What you got first?
All right, well, Melissa, apparently Pete the Meat Davidson is really close friends to his new bae, Emily Ratajkowski's ex, Sebastian Baron McLeod, the drama.
Lord.
So close that in March of 2020, Pete and Sebastian both attended the Rockets versus the Knicks game at Madison Square Garden. Mm. And get this, in addition to their shared love of sports, Sebastian also executive produced the 2022 black comedy Bodies, Bodies, Bodies,
okay,
which stars Pete, all right?
Okay.
So what do you think? Do you think Pete spoke to Sebastian before dating his ex? And is this a violation of bro code?
Yes.
I have an idea.
Short answer, yes. I mean, it's not like y'all hung out just one time. Y'all hung out. You've made a movie together. You've done a lot together. And that was his wife. That wasn't just his girlfriend.
Good point. Maybe it's the SNL way. Because you also saw recently with Chris Redd, you know, who started dating Kenan Thompson's ex. Like, you know, right after they got split up.
That is not cool.
But isn't this the new thing, though? A lot of celebrities been doing that, though. Didn't they say, if your girl start acting up, then you take her friend?
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, well, he took her friend.
Wait, we're quoting lyrics and that's justified things now? No.
Wow. Maybe he asked him, was it okay?
Ooh.
Yeah, but you know what, though? Let's be clear. Ain't no way in hell one of my friends would date my ex.
That's a no?
Yes, it's a damn no.
What if they were a match?
You need to match in heaven, but you ain't gonna match here on earth, damn it. No.
They just wouldn't be your friend no more. They'd let you go.
Yeah, well, right? Let me go then.
Woo.
Hmm. All right, man, we're moving on. All right, we spoke about this incident a few days ago, but it seems like the ladies in the group escaped. Still going at it.
I'm so sick of talking
about this. Natasha took the IG to express in detail about the dress incident at the Soul Train Awards and explains why she will not be on the group's upcoming tour. She claims her husband, who is also her manager, had a conflict with the tour's promoter, and when she asked her group members to use another promoter, they declined, and this led to her backing out of the tour altogether.
But I mean, Brad, I mean, come on now, honey. You are good friends with these girls, so maybe, I mean, you could replace Natasha, honey, for the time being.
I can't sing like that. All four of those girls can sing, okay? Can't no rapper take one nobody's place in that thing.
And I think when the shows are booked, to switch up the promoter does create quite a headache. There's probably some legalities in there.
Oh, my God. But, I mean, my thing is with them fighting like that, I think they all should just get together and, you know, experience the lady pond with one another and just be.
No, they're all married and they all have kids. They don't need to experience the lady pond.
That's who in the lady pond. All the married women and stuff nowadays.
No, I don't think that's going to help their relationship.
That doesn't sound like
they can find each other. They can see each other and feel each other.
Is that how you work through your disputes?
They're sisters, Gary. They've been together for years.
Decades.
They were the first group signed to So So Def in the 90s.
There you go.
But that's the best ones when you know one another. You know where to touch and where to, you know, just. I mean,
why you gotta take it there?
Why don't you join the lady pond, Gary? You're a lady. Yeah, shut your ass up quick, baby. Let's go.
Well, anyway, baby, things like the shade, honey, just keeps coming on.
Ooh, ain't that the truth, Lord, Gary? Jesus. So here we go. Now, Kelly Rowland sat down for an interview with Peter Rosenberg on Ebro in the Morning to promote her new film, Fantasy Football, along with Marseille Martin. And during the chat, Peter asked Kelly how she felt about playing second fiddle to Beyonce.
Light attracts light. I am light.
Mm.
So I am a beautiful brown shining light. So I don't think anybody's light dims anyone else's. I think that when other people start to compare you, I think that that's when it shows how dim they are of themselves.
I don't think he was thinking. Her answer, she showed so much class.
Because she's
so
classy.
So much patience with him.
Yes.
Talking about how, like, light attracts light, helps light, you know?
Yes.
Did y'all see Marseille's face when he said that?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
She's a terrible poker player, because we knew exactly how Marseille felt
Marseille
in the moment.
I love Marseille, though. I love her. She keep it 100.
Yeah. But, I mean, if y'all just be real.
What?
What?
I mean, come on. Now, you know
Don't do it.
But Kelly, she is playing a second fiddle. There's Beyonce and then there's them.
It ain't no second fiddle.
But Kelly went out there dolo and proved that she could do it without Beyonce and Michelle and the other Destiny Child
people.
Well,
no, she didn't go out there on her own. She went out there because they didn't dismantle the group. So she had a choice.
We got an update not too long ago. Rosenberg did issue an apology for comparing the two ladies. So there's that.
Okay. Thank you. And the very respectable Miss Tina Knowles even commented on Jasmine Brand's post and said it was just a stupid question.
Yeah. Marseille Martin said it all with this right here. When her hand, she was just like... like, why are we having this conversation?
Right.
Well, baby, honey, we all know Judge Judy, honey, is not one to be played with, honey. Mm-hmm. And she just revealed which powerful actress, Brad, that she wants to play her if they make a movie about her life.
Me?
Yeah.
Yes.
Judge Brad. Yeah. I would watch the hell out of that show.
I would watch Judge Brad.
Oh, man, I would have
that. Maybe like a
business
a
pool.
A diamond-crusted gavel.
Oh, you know it. Our gavel would be a microphone, though. I was like, microphone check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Send the away. Get out of my face.
Who's lock them
up. Who's your bailiff? Who's your bailiff?
You got to do it for me. Here.
Pull off.
All right,
pull
yeah.
Court reporter?
Absolutely. You're perfect for that.
Thank you. Thank you.
No, it's not you, Brad. Check this out.
Who do I want to play me? Actually, probably Reese Witherspoon.
I don't know if Reese Witherspoon is the right choice.
Really? Why not? Why don't you like that?
No, it's not that I don't like Reese Witherspoon. I just don't see Reese Witherspoon in Judge Judy.
Got maybe it. If yeah. she died, when she dyes her hair. She's a great actress, so she
she's
is.
She's good.
She Academy probably Award could pull it off.
What about Sandra Bullock?
Who else I would y'all see?
Sandra Bullock could be great as well.
Yeah, Sandra Bullock would
love
be
me some Sandra.
Kate Upton.
Kate Upton.
Kate Upton, if you believe in thick Judge Judy. No, that's totally a thing. Shout out to everybody who knows. What?
Wait, hold on. Is that a theory that Judge Judy's thick?
Yes,
under the robe?
Judge Judy's kind of thick under the robe. There's been some like thirst trappy pictures that came out a while back.
Judy, are you googling that?
Atlanta dedicated a whole episode to it.
Hold up.
What?
Hold up. Look at that. What is that right there? No, they did that.
Is that real? I want to see it.
That's real.
That's Judge Judy Booty right there.
Miss Judy got a booty? That is not real.
Judge Booty, guilty.
I found
they
you.
Added that
Miss
right
New
there.
Booty,
that's not Judge Judy.
Booty.
Okay.
Judge Judy Booty.
I found you. Judge Judy Booty.
So when you see a girl with a plump behind you, like, oh, she got that Judge Judy Booty.
She got that Judy.
She got a Boston butt lift.
She got the attention of my gavel, yeah.
All right, if you keep up with the Kardashians, who doesn't at all, you know Kourtney and her hubby, Travis Barker, are very affectionate. In fact, they have their own special way of swapping spit. They tongue kiss on the red carpet. So on the latest episode of the Kardashians, Kourtney dished on why they kiss that way. She said, I don't want to get lipstick all over him, and I don't want to ruin my lipstick, but we also don't want to not kiss, so we'll kiss with our tongues. Like, that's why we kiss that way. It's my vocal.
Excellent.
You killed
wonderful.
That. Yes.
Excellent.
Thank you.
Yes, and I do understand, but that is kind of like... ew.
We don't need to see it.
Yeah, just do,
I mean, it's foreplay.
Just do air kisses. You can foreplay at home.
Yeah. Y'all ever, like, publicly tongue-kissed anybody? Like,
no.
Yeah. Not in adulthood.
Yeah, I definitely have. I mean,
yes,
like,
but
I can't get a little messy.
Sure.
Yeah.
There we go.
I was so happy to kiss my wife for the first time before we was married in public. That was my first PDA. I was so excited.
Aww.
Yeah.
I love that.
Was there a lot of lipstick involved?
Oh, boy.
I wiped the lipstick off.
Okay.
We respectfully just, let's just wipe this off, girl.
Yeah, you know, we be walking like, looking like Joaquin Phoenix and Joker. You know what I'm saying? It's just all smeared around. It get a little saucy over there.
Right. All right, speaking of tongues, you want to know what touches The Rock's tongue? Well, we're going to tell you after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Can you smell what The Rock is cooking? That wasn't very good. Well, in a new interview with Men's Health, the wrestler-turned-actor revealed his crazy 6-meal-a-day diet that keeps him looking like an Egyptian god. Well, the secret to his crazy physique is bison. Mm. That's right. He says he eats bison and eggs alongside fruit and oatmeal for breakfast. Mm. And to end his day, he'll chow down on some buffalo.
Ain't bison buffalo?
That's what I was about to say.
Aren't they the same? They're pretty similar.
Same difference.
Tastes a little funny to me.
Okay, well, The Rock credits his disciplined diet to his late father, Rocky Johnson. He says,
he taught me very early on not to eat to please the tongue, but to eat to nourish the body. He taught me that when I was 5, that's probably why I need therapy.
That's fair enough. You know, look at the results, right?
That's
right.
I like looking at the results.
I mean, I wouldn't want to go out to eat with him because I don't want no bison.
Okay.
Have you even had it?
Bison is banging.
No, but I want some food that I know the flavor that's going to taste good.
It's probably,
he don't eat for the taste. What the, you just eat to bison. Survive?
But y'all, guess what, honey? I love this part in the article, honey, when The Rock says he is not opposed to a late night snack. And he says, I eat in bed, just not food.
Oh.
He is so nasty.
What are you nasty, bro?
You nasty boy.
So, Brad, what you eating, man?
What you think, bitch?
Oh.
Bison.
Honey, she eat cod. He's so glazed. Living his post-slap nightmare, but he is a dream to work with, at least according to Emancipation director Antoine Fuqua. He told Vanity Fair this about Will. He's funny. He's fun. We had certain extras that were the dead bodies in the graves, and he would go give them money for laying there in that heat over 100 degrees. Okay. Oh, how sweet.
Mm-hmm. I think that is sweet.
Why don't you just take them some cold water and a fan?
No, I mean,
if they're extras, they're already getting paid to be there as well. Just like throwing cash on them? Like, how are you?
He doing something to redeem
spreading karma around so people have good stories to tell about Will Smith doing good deeds.
There's nothing wrong with that.
There's nothing wrong with
that. Nothing wrong
what they really need, though, is to cool off.
Well,
but they gonna bam with $100 bill?
We just try to come back, and we love Will.
We do. I mean, maybe if he's doing it with a money gun, you're like, ah.
Well, moving on, Twitter went crazy after SZA announced the title of her sophomore album, SOS, that she is finally releasing after a 5-year-long run of people waiting for it, man.
Long time.
Yeah, yo. But some fans are a little more than skeptical on whether the singer is actually telling the truth.
Uh-huh.
All right, now, one fan tweeted, I would like to believe her, but y'all know SZA will lie just because it's Wednesday.
Wow.
Another one said, I don't want to get too excited about this new album announcement from SZA because that woman lies about everything.
Really? Oh, my goodness. Why are they saying that?
Because it's true. Like, and I'm a hardcore SZA fan, and I found myself going down the rabbit hole of this thing probably about a year or so ago where there's just been really weird things, man. Like, Twitter detectives have, like, found out that she's lied
Twitter
about...
Twitter detectives?
Yeah, they be solving
they
crimes
exist.
And stuff. Yeah.
They do exist. Solving crimes.
Yo, they have, like, you know, like SZA mentioned at one point in time, like, I ain't never had a birthday cake before, and they found a picture of her as a child eating birthday cake. Then it's like, yeah.
Is this you?
Growing up.
Is that you, player?
Something about, like, growing up, I didn't have a television, and they found pictures of her with a television in her crib.
Well, she may have just fudged the truth. She may have just forgot.
Or she doesn't remember, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, yeah, you can forget those things.
But why she's climb a tree liar. And tell a lie when you can stand on the ground and tell the truth?
Okay.
But also, is the album release, it's not really in her control, though, is it, right? Isn't it the label?
Yeah, she has famously battled with her label on releasing everything.
Yeah, you have no control?
It's the slave Prince had it wrote on his face.
Oh, my Lord.
I think I'm going to do that.
But yeah,
I'm
not signed
to
lies.
A label. No.
Be
the artist formerly known as the Brat.
Up next, this president's daughter is bearing it all. Stay tuned after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Okay, going commando is not that unusual. I mean, I don't do it. I'm not out here going commando, but I guess a lot of people do. In fact, one star who does it is Jenna Bush Hager. That's right. The daughter of President George W. Bush doesn't wear underwear. And Hoda Kotb made the revelation on Today with Hoda and Jenna. Check this out.
Jenna never wears underwear. Life easier.
I think it makes a more pretty silhouette.
I don't understand why people are sharing such personal information with the public. Mm-hmm. Unnecessary. Like, did somebody solicit that, or you just wanted to, like, let us all know?
But I think it's a good thing because it lets the person that don't know that it's easy access.
She's married.
And?
Three kids.
And?
Ugh. You gotta let it cool off after a while, right?
Yeah.
Why are you looking at me?
I mean, I don't know.
Because it's hot. Yeah.
Now, Melissa.
Yes?
How do I put this? Jen is a journalist, and you're a journalist.
I am, yes.
Do you have any other similarities?
We're both very hardworking. I will put
there
it that way.
There you go. Good
and I like,
answer,
I like full coverage, okay?
Okay.
I don't care if that makes me, oh, I want my, all this going on back here, fully covered.
Granny panties or thongs?
I mean, hey, whatever.
Whatever works.
Mm-hmm.
Both.
B-O-A-F.
Hello.
Both.
Okay. You don't want my be, mind your
Well, time for Didn't See This Coming. And this story involves someone who does wear underwear. Now, Princess Anne's son-in-law, former rugby player Mike Tindall, and of course, Princess Anne is the late Queen Elizabeth's daughter. Now, Mike is currently entertaining the UK on a TV show, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. So he told the story of his wife Zara's birthday party where he was dancing and split his pants in front of the Princess Anne. Now, Mike said, my boxers that I had on at the time said, nibble, Mike. You know, you guys, the N-word, you know.
Yeah,
but not that
got...
N-word.
Oh.
The other N-word.
Oh.
Because if he said
wow.
that, it would be a different conversation.
Completely.
But yeah, the other N-word, the rhymes with butts. Well, Princess Anne went on to say.
Oh.
Here we go.
I'd rather not.
Wow.
You should wear that every day.
It's such a good look on Gary, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we call it Princess Gary with a T. I love it.
I want to upgrade it.
Blocks him from the shade.
You should.
I'd be absolutely mortified if my mother-in-law saw me in my underwear. You know what I'm saying?
Especially if it had that written on it.
Yeah.
Ooh. Also, what kind of dance move is he doing to rip it all the way out like that? Sometimes it don't take much, man. Yeah. You never had an outfit that reached critical mass and that day was the day it decided that it didn't want to, like, you know, stay still.
Break dance.
The death of the album.
One heck of a time to have a wardrobe malfunction.
Okay.
I'll tell you that.
Gosh,
wow.
Yeah.
Up next, we're going thirst trapping with Lil Nas X. So come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
It's time for
Thirst Trapping with the Stars.
Now, baby, this trap in question, honey, was brought to you courtesy of Lil Nas X. Now, while enjoying a nice, luxurious bubble bath, honey, in Belgium, Lil Nas, honey, snapped a few pics, honey, with bubbles strategically placed around his lower half. Rub-a-dub-dub, that was in the tub. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Do you guys think this is a thirst trap?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Especially
for
when
sure.
you try to, like, cover things strategically. Yeah,
yeah.
Like, yo, he's definitely trapped.
Yeah, Brad, are you okay? What are you? Deal with it?
Oh, my God, Gary. Really?
We is.
Yeah. Lil Nas X is, he's also a professional thirst trapper. This guy has been trapping since day one.
Yeah, he knows what the
one.
People want to see.
I'd rather that be head cracked than him. But I mean, you know.
I'm going to need you to stop doing that in here, okay? We're family, okay?
Oh, but no incest.
Creepy
but
uncle.
But anyway.
Creepy Uncle Gary. Creepy Uncle Gary.
Hide the fish.
Yeah. You know you can't get your plate for Thanksgiving until after everybody leaves. You know what it is.
You know, Gary don't like no queen.
Thank you. So, Lil Nas, honey, baby, you can perform and turn flips, girl. And I'm like, really?
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.